Welcome to Business Brilliance, the podcast where we help you navigate the complex world of business and personal development. I'm your host, David Habish, and today we will explore why your banker should be your ally and friend, especially during times when you don't think you need their help. Let me share a business truth that has been reinforced throughout my career. The best time to build a strong relationship with your banker is when you don't need money. It sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it? Most business owners think about their banker only when they're facing a cash flow crunch or need financing for a major purchase or expansion. But by then, it might be too late to establish the kind of relationship that can truly support your business through thick and thin. I learned this lesson early in my career when I witnessed two business owners navigate the 2008 financial crisis very differently. Both ran successful companies that were hit hard by the economic downturn. Both needed additional financing to weather the storm, but their outcomes couldn't have been more different. The first owner, let's call him Tom, had treated his bank as merely a transactional necessity. He'd shop around for the best rates, switch banks when convenient, and generally maintain a distant, purely professional relationship with his bankers. When the crisis hit and he needed to extend his line of credit, he found himself dealing with loan officers who knew little about his business beyond the numbers on his financial statements. The second owner, Sarah, had taken a completely different approach. For years, she had invited her banker to quarterly meetings to discuss the business, even when she didn't need financing. She'd share her strategic plans, introduce key team members, and give facility tours. Her banker had visited job sites and attended company events. When the financial crisis struck, Sarah's banker advocated strongly for her loan extension, providing context and confidence to the loan committee that went beyond the concerning financial ratios. The contrast in outcomes was stark. Tom's loan extension was denied, forcing him to make severe cuts that ultimately damaged his business's long-term prospects. Sarah's extension was approved, allowing her to maintain her core team and infrastructure, positioning her company to bounce back strongly when the economy recovered. So, what does it mean to build a relationship with your banker when you don't need them? First, it means transparency. Share both your successes and challenges. Bankers appreciate honesty, and they've seen enough businesses to know that not everything goes according to plan. Second, educate them about your business. Most bankers aren't experts in your specific industry. Help them understand your business model, revenue drivers, seasonal patterns, and growth strategies. The more they understand your business, the better they can support you. Third, treat them as a strategic partner, not just a source of capital. Ask for their insights. Many bankers work with numerous businesses and can share valuable perspectives. They can often make introductions to other professionals or potential clients as well. Fourth, meet regularly, not just when you need something. Quarterly updates, even if brief, keep your banker informed about your business's trajectory. These don't always need to be formal meetings. Lunch or coffee can be equally effective. Finally, remember that your banker has professional goals too. Helping you succeed contributes to their success. By demonstrating that you value the relationship beyond just the transactional aspects, you position yourself as a client worth fighting for when decisions need to be made. Now, I understand the skepticism some business owners feel. My banker is just looking out for the bank's interests, not mine, they might think. And yes, bankers have a fiduciary responsibility to their institution. But banking is still a relationship business, especially for commercial clients. When tough decisions need to be made, having a banker who understands and believes in your business can make all the difference. I'd encourage you to evaluate your current banking relationship honestly. Do you have a banker who knows your business beyond the balance sheet? Have you invested in building that relationship during the good times? If not, now is the perfect time to start, before you need their help. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Business Brilliance. If you found today's content useful, please consider subscribing and sharing this podcast with others who might benefit, or join us at an upcoming Tiger Team Roundtable and experience the power of having a group of peers to draw upon. I'm David Habish, and until next time, remember that your banker should be more than just someone who processes your transactions or approves your loans. Invest in that relationship now, and it will pay dividends when you need it most.